You know, we're a big enough place now that we shouldn't have classes and worker schedules all starting at 8 and ending at 5. All right? That's not the way they do it in Houston or Austin or Dallas. The campus needs to adopt something like that. Maybe for the period of time that this construction goes on, we're even more aggressive. I made a presentation to the Student Senate and talked about not having 8 a.m. classes. I got a big cheer. I'm pretty sure I could get elected student body president if we didn't do that. But
did you tell him that's because he wanted them to have 6 a.m. classes?
I didn't lay that on him. Okay. That's part of the hidden agenda.
Okay, part.
We think that would help with enrollment management also, by the way. But maybe we end classes at 4:15 in the afternoon and don't pick up that afternoon class until 6 o'clock, allow us to get some of the traffic onto and off of campus. We've also got a number of other things that we could do that sort of big cities are aware of doing. Telecommuting, more flexible work hours, different ways to manage parking. Right now, almost all the commuter parking is on the west side of the railroad tracks. Maybe we move some of that to the east side and allow us to have fewer vehicle trips going across the railroad tracks. Maybe we beef up the transit service down in that part of town, and so we have fewer people using the cars and more people using their buses.